From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has announced the start of a military offensive to retake the city of Fallujah, held by the Islamic State militants for more than 2 years. Regional analyst Nabil Khoury of the Atlantic Council says the decision is a logical one.
The importance of the city itself, symbolically, historically, geographically, it's close to the capital, Baghdad. And in view of the goal of taking Mosul, hopefully before the end of the year, then you need to clear out anything around Mosul, particularly in the south of it.
Prime Minister Abadi said the offensive will be conducted by the army with others, including U.S.-led airstrikes. Residents are being urged to leave before the operation begins, and Human Rights Watch is warning that remaining Fallujah residents face food shortages. Afghan intelligence agency confirming that Taliban leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. Pakistan said it was informed by the U.S. after the drone strike was carried out, but lashed out at Washington for violating its sovereignty. Islamabad did not immediately confirm that Mansour was killed. Taliban officials have privately confirmed the death. Burkina Faso has held local elections, did so on Sunday, part of the country's transition to democracy, more than a year after longtime ruler Blaise Compaoré was ousted in a popular uprising. The vote, originally scheduled January the 31st, was postponed following the January 15th jihadist attacks that killed 30. This is VOA News. Absentee ballots likely will decide who'll be the next president in Austria. It is now a waiting game for both the media and the candidates, the presidential candidates.
We have to wait until tomorrow, of course.
Right-wing Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer leads now with 51.9% of the vote, according to provisional results. His opponent, the independent Alexander Van der Bellen, has 48.1%, making the election too close to call right now.
Let's see what they say.
Two candidates now must wait for the absentee ballots to be counted, which is not expected to be until later on tonight. If Hofer wins, he would become the European Union's first far-right head of state. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has warned his media against speculating what brought down Egypt Air Flight 804, killing all 66 people on board. The Airbus A320 crashed into the Mediterranean on its way to Cairo from Paris. That happened Thursday. Investigators said smoke was detected in the cabin minutes before the plane crashed, but aviation analyst Scott Hamilton of Seattle-based Liam Company tells VOA that remains inconclusive as a possible cause of the crash.
We don't have enough information to draw any conclusions whatsoever. The reports also indicated there was smoke in the electronics bay in the forward lavatory, but that's all we know. We don't know if there was open fire. We don't know how extensive the smoke was. We don't know if the smoke was incapacitating. We just can't draw any conclusions at this point.
Egypt's aviation minister has said a terrorist attack is a more likely cause for the crash than technical failure. There has been no terrorist claim of involvement in the air tragedy. President Obama has been welcomed in Vietnam decades after the two countries were arch enemies during a bitter war. This 22-year-old man in Hanoi spoke about U.S.-Vietnam relations. He said he was not born at the time of the Vietnam War. He said it's a matter of the past, and though it should not be forgotten, he said everyone should look to the future. Mr. Obama will be meeting today with his Vietnamese counterpart, other leaders, and senior officials. It is seen as an indication of what analysts describe as the closest ever relationship between the two countries. Vietnam is asking President Obama to lift a long-standing arms embargo on Vietnam. After Vietnam, Mr. Obama will be traveling to Japan for the G7 summit. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.